Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
And welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, Dirtbag Nation. Great to have you back for another week. As always, hopefully it was a dirty week wherever you are out there listening. Whether you're a player, parent, coach, Nolan and I always, you know what? Expect the best out of ourselves, so we expect the best out of all our listeners as well, and that's what it means to be a part of the nation. And so obviously we can't thank you enough for being a part of the nation, but that's how that relationship works, and that's how that relationship should work. Keep us accountable, keep you guys accountable, and you know, not only on the baseball field, but in our day-to-day life as well. So that's the way to be a dirtbag, and roll the sleeves up, like we say. Get up, get after it, get dirty on the field and off. So that's what it's all about. So again, happy to be back with you for another week. Nolan, we're at the, some teams have crossed over the 81 game mark, the midway of the season, stuff like that. I know they talk about the All-Star break and you'll think about that as the midway of the season, but you know, you're looking at almost 100 games in by the All-Star break. So some teams are already there. So we're going to be talking about that, dirtbags. You know, we've been talking about the trades a little bit the last few weeks, but some of those teams got to be getting a little closer. As you know, what is there? There's seven AL teams, I believe, that are fighting in the wild card spot. 12 or 13 still in the NL that are right there at the wild card spot. And obviously some teams, your Marlins, your Rockies, your White Sox, and some teams are trending really, really close to being right there with them and being on the outside looking in at the postseason. So July's got to be a heck of a month. And Nolan and I will talk about that for a lot of teams. On the other side of it, some of those teams that are doing well, we don't talk about our Cleveland Guardians enough. We're going to talk about them and Stephen Kwan tonight on the show. Obviously, there's some games going on already today. Nolan's Cardinals are playing the first game of the doubleheader against the Braves. We've got Milwaukee and Texas going. Seattle, Tampa Bay's already finished the day. Pittsburgh and Cincy's already finished the day. And I think there's one more, Nolan, out there, but we'll get back to you, dirtbags. So, hey. Send in your curtain call questions to us at Instagram and Facebook at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. We'll get them answered on the show if we can. Or again, as we always say, if it's personal, if it's training or just anything you want to talk about baseball, we'll talk about it off air as well. And that's what it's all about is sharing this love of game and having different opinions and going from there. So dirtbags, settle in, get that favorite drink, wherever you like to listen to us, however you like to listen to us, because we're going to be right back here in a second. No one's going to lead it off, and we're going to get after it.
At Progressive, we know there's a lot of things you can track. Steps, calories, heart rate, your pet steps, screen time, the whereabouts of your favorite celebrity, how long you slept, how long you didn't sleep, how long you thought about sleeping, how long you thought about how long you thought about sleeping. But none of these things could save you money, unlike Snapshot from Progressive, which customizes your rate based on how and how much you drive. It's much better for your bottom line than tracking your Cocker Spaniel's resting heart rate. So download the Progressive app today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California or from all agents. Surcharge possible for unsafe driving.
Have you noticed the hype around retinol lately? It's all over my social media. But did you know you can get retinol in a body wash? Amazing, right? Olay Retinol Body Wash is packed with moisturizing vitamin B3 complex plus retinol to transform dry skin to visibly renewed in just 14 days. Try it the next time you shower and see the difference for yourself with Olay Retinol Body Wash for visibly renewed skin in just 14 days. And try Olay Retinol 24 Body Lotion.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
This is big, like really, really big. So I'm a rewards member at Kohl's and I just shopped their first ever member deal days. Listen to this. I got 25% off clothes, shoes, and more for myself, my husband, and my kids. Plus 25% off some really great finds for our home. Not a member? Don't worry. You can join for free right now and get instant access to these savings too. Trust me, you don't want to miss out on Kohl's member deal days. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. 25% off Kohl's rewards offer ends June 30th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back to Your Bags. Nolan, where do you want to kick things off?
Yeah, so I mean, I want to talk about what happened last night in the San Diego Padres-Washington Nationals game down in San Diego. Obviously, tempers were flaring right off the hop. Manny Machado ends up hitting a home run the following at-bat. Then, yeah, I mean, obviously, kind of things escalate a little bit. Then you have, like, bench clear, no brawl or anything like that. But, I mean, still, benches were cleared. Manny Machado, I mean, I don't like what he did. Like, he walks in and he tries to... I don't really know what he was trying to do right off the hop in that one. Like, he just grabs Keibert Ruiz by the shoulders and tries to, like, rip at him. So, of course, Kybert's going to take offense to that. He's already hot with Jerks and Profar type of deal. Like, Mackenzie Gore hits Jerks and Profar, just for the backstory. And so, anyways, so, yeah, like, all of a sudden... Manny Machado comes in there, grabs a hold of the chest protector, tries to pull Keibert Ruiz away. Keibert spins around. Then basically teammates come in. They're holding him back. Profar ends up hitting a walk-off later in the night, right? Davey Martinez, I got a lot of respect for Davey Martinez. Obviously, he's been a fantastic manager with the Washington Nationals now for quite a few years. Obviously, the past few years haven't gone according to plan, but I mean... I don't really know what the deal is with him going forward, like after this year, but I'd imagine they're probably going to part ways. But anyways, yeah. So David Martinez basically says, hey, listen, congratulations. You guys hit a walk-off hit. You guys won the game, yada, yada, yada. We don't take this around here, right? You can fill in the blanks on that one. But I mean, yeah, he's just like, we will not tolerate that. You're trying to show us up and all this stuff. No, that's not going to fly here. And I respect that comment, man. That's the exact way that it should be, right? Like, you're not just going to sit there and take it. And especially with the way that Washington's been playing this year, Washington's right in the hunt, man, which surprises a lot of people. Like you said, we're almost at the halfway point for majority of teams in the MLB now this year. But, I mean, Washington's still right in the hunt for the NL wildcard spot.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good seasoned veteran manager, right? Sticking up for his team. And like you said, they're playing good baseball. So why wouldn't he defend them? You know, was there any feedback from Schilt? Do you have anything on that? Was there a response? Or
I never saw anything kind of from one Schilt. I never saw anything from Schilt. But, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if Schilt, after the game's done today, if he comes forward and says something. But, I mean, yeah, it was pretty much just hush-hush kind of under the rug. I think they're going to let the series kind of end, and then Schilt will start talking. But I was like, yeah. And then even the celebration by Profar at the end of the game, I was like, yeah, I find that a little bit bush league. But same time, emotions are high, obviously. For those that didn't see it, obviously, he hits a walk-off single, right? As he's rounding first base, starts running back across the mound, starts running right towards the dugout. Pretty much just screaming at all the Nationals players, right? So it's like, man, you're going to instigate even more the following day. Like, it's yeah, not a good recipe for a way to end a game for you to carry it into the next day. Like, the first one, you better watch the tower because it's going to get buzzed, that's for sure.
Yeah, if not today, then definitely in a series to follow, right? What was it? I think Profar ended up 4-for-4 on the night or something like that. Didn't he have a home run right after that fiasco I was reading over here? Yeah. So, I mean, and obviously he's having a great season. You hate to say a breakout for the guy or whatever, and that, but really it is. He's been around forever. But, you know, a former number one prospect way back in the day with the Texas Rangers, and finally this year, it's like he's settled in, and San Diego's a fit and a home, and, you know, be fired up. Defend your team, but keep it realistic as well. Obviously, if you're a Padres fan, you're probably going crazy and loving it. You know, if you're Washington Nationals, hey, you won't forget it. It's as simple as that. That's what baseball is. You know, you have memories of those types of stuff. And, you know, good for Martinez to step up there and just say it bluntly, firmly, and make no ifs, ands, or buts about it, because that's what his players need. I mean, like you said, his players are right there. I mean, they're one of those 12 teams that's, you know, they're not in it and they're not out of it. NL, it's anybody's game fighting for the wild card spot, right? Atlanta's in pretty good position right now. They're winning, 4-2 right now in the bottom of the fifth as we're doing the show. There's a couple out, but man on second and third for St. Louis. Atlanta's got that number one wild card sewing up, but 2 and 3 spots, they're wide open right now.
Yeah, and I mean, especially with the importance of this series, especially, right? Like, you get the Cardinals, Braves. I mean, the Cardinals, if they end up sweeping the Braves, then obviously it becomes a lot tighter in that wild card race for the number one spot. I think that would put St. Louis back by 2 games, if I'm not mistaken, on Atlanta, which is honestly a drastic turnaround from where kind of everybody would have predicted them to be. But I want to jump over to the AL side now, sticking with a central team, Cleveland Guardians. Obviously, no one's been talking about them enough. And I mean, we haven't even been talking about them enough on this podcast, but the stuff that they're doing up in Cleveland, like 25 games over 500, you get Steven Kwan, who's not quite qualified yet for the average title. I mean, he's still, I think 20 plate appearances behind or something like that, having missed the first 24 games of the year, I believe it was. I mean, the guy's almost hitting 400, slugs almost 600. The numbers are just off the charts for him this year. But, yeah, like, as I'm looking at this Cleveland Guardians, no, I mean, and even their bullpen, like, their bullpen stacked, starting rotation is doing their thing. I still think that they might take a serious look at, I don't know if they're going to trade a Tristan McKenzie, but they might need a serious upgrade over him. And, I mean, especially with the way that the year started out for them, losing Shane Bieber right off the hop with the Tommy John surgery, you're like, oh, God, this is not going to be a great year for us. And, I mean, they just continue to roll.
No, Stephen Boyce got them going. First-year manager. I mean, he's looking like a lock for manager of the year right now. And, again, I mean, I realize we're just at the halfway point, but, boy, he's got them playing baseball. Bottom line is that, and all through that lineup, everybody's doing it on a different night. You know, obviously, you got Ramirez doing what he does, again, with the home runs, the steals, right up there with the MVP talk all the time or whatever. And he's always, in that top five, it seems like. He just does what he does. But, you know, if it's not him on a night, it's Jimenez has kind of bounced back this year. Kwan, like you say, what can you say about him right now? You just got to ride that out as long as you can. BB last night threw another gem of a game for them. It's just, they're just playing great baseball there. And now it's, you hate to say, put it in cruise mode or whatever, because it's way too early. And I know Stephen Boyd's not going to let them happen. With him being first-year manager or whatever, and even a veteran manager, you can't do that. But They're playing, you nailed it, Nolan. They're playing great baseball. So if you're a dirtbag out there and you're a Cleveland fan, man, you got to be excited. Having said that, you said some stuff we've been talking about the last few weeks, Nolan, like some of those top teams, even though they're in great shape, I have to think there's got to be some moves coming up and before the All-Star break. I can't. To me, somebody's got to make some moves because there's some high-end pitchers that could be available. And I get it. On the selling side of things, you're going to wait as long as you can. But those teams got to be kicking tires on some of these players because, yes, they're rolling. But, boy, you can never have enough depth when it comes to the playoffs, right? You got to have it. Even down the dog days, right? You know you're going to lose some pitchers. You're going to lose some players. Anything can happen on any given day. We saw it every week we've seen a major guy. We talked about it last week on the show. Mookie Betts and Yamamoto, two gone for the Dodgers. Yeah, they can survive and they can pay the money and they can do whatever they can to stay afloat. But some of those teams aren't in those same positions. And I'm not waiting for a Dodgers to pull a trigger and steal a pitcher from me or a player, whatever it is. I'm not surprised, but I'm starting to get a little bit alarmed because for me, I think over the next two weeks, there's got to be a trade or something like that. I'm not saying it'll happen, but I don't know. Baltimore, the Yankees playing toe-to-toe. Something's got to give here. The gate's got to open and something's got to break, I would think, before the break or right around the break if it doesn't.
Yeah, I mean, you look at it, right? So you kind of mentioned a couple, teams at least, but two guys in particular that are standing out to me on the pitchers on Kyle Freeland and Tyler Anderson. Two good lefties, veterans, dirtbags. We'll be right back here after the break.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, you were talking about Kyle Freeland and before the break, and you know, I still look at even Cal Quantrill out there with Colorado too, right? Signed to a nice little contract, nothing too serious or whatever, and that Colorado can make some moves with him as well.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely about five or six teams right now that legitimately kind of control the trade deadline. Because you have too many fringe teams at this point in the year. And it's not like those top-end heavy teams really need to go out and make an astronomical move, right? Like if I'm the Phillies, they need a fifth starting pitcher, in my opinion. But I don't think it's the be-all, end-all if they don't go out and get a fifth starting pitcher. Right. So I'm looking at those middle of the pack teams, and there's a lot of teams out there. Like St. Louis definitely needs another starting pitcher. But St. Louis isn't cemented themselves in as a playoff team. But they should go out and try and be a buyer. Right now they're in the wild card spot. San Diego, that's another team. I mean, they don't necessarily need the starting pitching, but they could definitely use some other pieces. In my opinion, they need a better catcher. Then who is it? It's still Luis Campusano down there.
Well, and he's on the IL right now. Yeah. So
yeah,
and like they need depth there.
Yeah, like I'm looking at it, right? And there's a lot of teams out there that need some pieces. And there's a lot of those bottom feeder teams that have guys available. Now, I don't know if Oakland would make a Shea Langeliers available for trade. I don't know about a Mason Miller, right? Those are two guys that I'm not 100% sure on, but they do have some quality veteran starting pitchers. Not necessarily having great years, but guys that could certainly fill roles on playoff caliber teams. Like you said, like Tyler Anderson and Kyle Freeland, they're two big name guys for me. Now, I don't know if Freeland, I don't believe Freeland has 10-5 rights yet. I know he's getting close, but I don't think he's there yet. So Kyle Freeland, he's a guy. I mean, I know that he's on still a relatively friendly long-term contract, but he's a guy that's a good veteran pitcher. He has some postseason experience. Believe it or not, Colorado has actually made the playoffs with him on the roster. But yeah, no, like I'm looking at it, right? Those are the type of guys that I'm trying to go out there and acquire. Those good back-end guys.
I agree. Yeah. No, I agree with you 100% on the Philadelphia. Out of all the teams, I don't think they need to force the issue at all. They just signed Christopher Sanchez there last week or over the weekend to the extension. So that was a great little signing. I think out of all the teams, they're in the best position. There's no question about it. You look at Houston. Weeks ago, we were talking about they got to move. Now they're after today, they're up, 6-0 maybe right now. And they're going to be at 500, 40-40. Like, so hats off to them. But you're talking about like a Kyle Freeland. And I look at a guy, we haven't talked about him. We talk about Crochet and Luis Rober. But I look at, Eric Freedy. There's another guy that's bounced back and having a great season with the Chicago. So you look at Getz in Chicago, brand new first year general manager. He's got to make moves. He's wanting to establish a team and build a team. So he's got some great pieces right now to look at least explore. And you look at, Bendix down with Miami. Well, he's got anybody and everybody that's available, right? Josh Bell isn't having a great season, but somebody will pick
Luzardo,
him up.
So he'll be Luzardo's down for an extended period of time. So that one's a tough one because he was going to draw some serious trade interest.
Yeah, I even look at possibly a Chaz Chisholm, you know? Like, it sounds crazy a little bit or whatever in that, but brand new team to him. Maybe he doesn't like the old regime's people. Go ahead and make those trades and start to rebuild it and do it right over again, right?
Well, Miami's going to be an interesting one, right? Because Miami, I mean, it sounds like by all accounts, Skip Schumacher's probably going to be going to the Chicago White Sox come next year. So
really,
that'll be an interesting one. Because, I mean, at the start of the year, obviously, it's they didn't pick up his option. And basically, it agreed to mutually part ways at the end of the season due to different beliefs. I don't know exactly how the heck they worded it, but it was basically along the lines of it. Skip Schumacher wanted to spend money and the Miami Marlins want to be cheap. That's sure. Pretty much the be-all, end-all of it, right? So, I mean, and by everything that I've been reading, and especially since we talked about it last week on the episode, right, Griffel basically just has no support from Getz up there in Chicago, so it sounds like he's going to be a one-and-done. So Skip Schumacher, I mean, he's a guy that makes a lot of sense to me to go to Chicago if that's basically the only open role that is available. But, yeah,
well,
so...
And the White Sox aren't afraid to spend money. And they, you know, if you build if you get some good pieces, if they're able to move those players for the right package before the deadline or whatever, and even if they don't, I'm not complaining if I'm a brand new manager about having Garrett Crochet on my team or Luis Robert on my team.
No,
right? Like you're not complaining, but if you get a ton of people for them or whatever, and people step up. And I'm sure somebody is going to step up out of those teams because Baltimore has new ownership and money. They've got a depth in the farm system, as we know. At some point, your window is still small, right? We're seeing that with the Blue Jays. They're toast. 6 years have gone past. Now they lost Vladdy and they lost Bichette. So it just sometimes it wasn't like they didn't put pieces around them. They put pieces around them, but they just haven't gone out and performed. So you can talk about your window. Your window's small, especially if you're in the AL East. Look at Boston. Nobody expected Boston to be doing well this year, and look how well they're doing.
Yep.
Are they going to get into a wild card?
Maybe.
I don't know. There's a really good possibility for sure.
They're in position to be a buyer, and they need starting pitching.
And they need it, right? So you look at the way that team's starting to unfold, and they're doing great things. They got some speed. You got Hamilton. You got Duran.
Settling
in at the top of the lineup. Like there's some good pieces. So you know what? All of a sudden, they're looking across the table at each other saying, hey, you know what? Let's get into the wild card because we can do some damage. We got guys that can run. We got guys that can hit. We solidify two more really good starters, and they're out there. I don't care what people say. There's good starters out there.
And even a guy like Tristan Casas, albeit he's having a down year, I mean, he's still going to get some good trade value because he's still got 5 years left of control. So there's definitely some pieces there. A name that I'm really interested to see, and now this is just something that they've kind of started speculating over the past couple of days, but a Tarik Skubal might become available.
Well, that's funny you wanted to talk about them because I wanted to talk about Detroit. And I'll go right to the top of the line. We're talking about managers or whatever and that. I got to think that in the back of their mind, they're starting to think AJ Hinch isn't the guy. Because, yes, they were young, but that's a good team as well, just like the Blue Jays, to not be performing, to me. They're muddling year after year after year. Skubal, I don't even know what a package looks like for him.
A haul. You're starting out with your number one pitcher and your number one player, prospect wise. Mm-hmm. You're getting your Juan Soto package for a Tarik Skubal. I'm not talking one of those packages. I'm talking both of those packages, not combined, but I'm just saying you're getting your 1A and your 1B for prospects. And it's a trade that I'd seriously consider. And especially since they're going to trade Jack Flaherty with the year that he's had, like he's going to get a good return too. So that's just it, man. Like the Tigers, like you said, AJ Hinch, I think that ship has sailed. They let him have his leash, obviously, at the start of it. Like you said, young team, they had the excuses of, hey, listen, we're trying to build this the right way. But it's year, what, four for them? And you're like, this just still isn't working. You still haven't kicked it out of the mud. And I don't know. I mean, Hinch to me, it's a no-brainer. But I'm looking at it. Skubal, you're going to get value. Obviously, Flaherty, you're going to get value. Riley Green, obviously, you're still trying to build around him. Spencer Torkelson, you just got to bear the brunt of it right now, and hopefully his minor league stint, he gets it figured back out and can get back up to the majors, because last year he had 30. So, like, it's a team with good young players. Zach, or what's their second baseman's name there? Short.
Oh, Colton Keith.
Colton Keith, sorry. Yeah, Colton Keith. Yeah, and he just signed the extension at the start of the year there. Like, they got good young players, and I get that trading a Tarik Skubal isn't necessarily a smart business baseball move, but at the same time, you only have a year and a half left with him. Your window is not a year and a half. Jack Flaherty's a half-year guy still. He's going to get you a good prospect, good couple of prospects back, especially with the way he's pitched. And then Skubal's going to get you over the top. Like, you look at Washington. Washington just said, enough of this. They did the right thing. They traded those guys away, and they got great players in return that are currently their best players. C.J. Abrams, your Kybert Ruiz, Mackenzie Gore, stuff like that, right? Obviously, some prospects don't pan out. But at the same time, you're not going to win with Skubal right now.
No, no. And I think out of all the years right now, recently, this is the year that you at least listen to people, because you got the Dodgers and you got the Yankees in there. And all of Major League Baseball wants that. They want to see that. So, and then you got the Orioles doing what they're doing. So it's a really good year to be able to do that. I don't think the Philadelphia Phillies are in on any of those players. Anything's possible with Dombrowski, as we know, but you know what? For the Dodgers and the Yankees, I'm throwing them out there for sure, because you have to. To me, you have to listen. And if it doesn't come to fruition, it doesn't come to fruition. But Jack Flaherty, I can't see him maybe going back to the Yankees or whatever. And he's one of those pitchers that it just doesn't work with, right? Or at least not the first in anyways. And some guys, as we know, it just isn't a fit in New York. You got to have that different skin altogether to survive New York, and especially in the heat of a pennant race like Baltimore and New York look like they're going to come down to. So, I think there has to be something. Something's got to – the gate has to open, as I said before, because it's just the reality. So, Dirtbags, we're going to be right back here with the curtain call questions after this break.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not a rate based on Terry, who keeps and makes the car behind them. Oh no, they're about to save with DriveWise in the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
No one knows the importance of a great assist more than Lowe's and Leo Messi. That's why we've teamed up to give Milo's rewards members 10 times the points when Messi makes an assist during CONMEBOL Copa America USA 2024. Activate this offer starting June 20th, so when Messi assists, you score. Shop the day after an assist to earn those extra points. Not a Milo's rewards member? Join for free today. Visit Lowe's.com/Messi for more details.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you can easily find coverage options that fit your budget. If only it was that easy to name your baby.
How about Jaden?
Nope.
Okay. Michael?
Went to middle school with a glue-eating Michael.
Sebastian?
Dated one in college.
How about Damien?
Vampire name.
All right. Greg?
Not feeling it.
Okay. No worries. Jeffrey?
Oh, love that one.
Wait, really?
No.
Find coverage options that fit your budget with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Get a quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
This Independence Day, we honor and thank those who've served in our military. Many have made sacrifices to protect our country, including their health. Veterans are twice as likely than those who haven't served in the military to develop ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. ALS is a neurodegenerative disease that affects nerve cells in the brain and spinal cord, causing patients to lose the ability to walk, speak, and swallow on their own. Veteran Elizabeth Fassler lives with ALS and is helping to raise awareness about this incurable disease.
I was honored to serve my country, and now I serve in a different way by sharing my story of living with ALS and spreading awareness among veterans. I think it's important for people with ALS to feel connected with others, and I hope my story inspires more veterans with ALS to become part of the Share Your Story community. To hear more stories from people living with ALS and to learn more about the opportunity to share your story, visit shareyouralsstory.com/radio.
This message is sponsored by Mitsubishi Tanabe Pharma America.
Enjoy your summer even more by switching to Total by Verizon. Now you can get 50% off any unlimited data phone plan. That's one line for only $25 a month, and you keep the phone you love. Hurry, this is a limited time offer. So find a store or switch at TotalByVerizon.com.
Offer ends 7/31/24. Promo subject to cancellation after 12 months. Available exclusively online and in Total by Verizon stores. Requires a compatible unlocked device and SIM. See TotalByVerizon.com for device compatibility and additional details. Taxes and fees may apply.
Welcome back to Dirt Bags. Time for the curtain call questions. So Nolan, right off the hop. Texas fans, Max Scherzer came back on the weekend. 5 shutouts. Looked pretty good, too, doing it and stuff like that. So how do you see Texas Rangers? How do you see Max Scherzer? Is it just kind of business as usual? Wait to see. I look at them as definitely a team waiting right down to the trade deadline. They're one of those teams that has to wait. But what are your thoughts on that?
No, they get same thing. They're stuck in neutral. They got to wait and see how Jacob DeGrom and all those other guys come back from last year's surgeries. Josh Jung, obviously, he's still a young kid. They're still waiting for him to come back. Yeah, I mean, it's one of those ones where they're literally in wait-and-see mode because you don't want to sell a Wyatt Langford or an Evan Carter just to try and fill up one of these outfield positions. Like, unfortunately, neither of them have really performed up to kind of what we were all expecting them coming into this year, considering they were 1A, 1B for AL Rookie of the Year. Adolis Garcia has had a fine year. I wouldn't say anything fancy like last year. Obviously, yeah, you got starting pitching, but not really starting pitching. There's not a lot to trade from in the minor league system. I don't know. It's just a weird team, right? So you're literally in that wait and see mode. But knowing Chris Young, I mean, hey, he's been aggressive in free agency. I wouldn't be surprised if he gets aggressive with a trade again this year just to see if he can push them over the top. This year, in my opinion, it's not Texas's year, though. I just can't see them being a playoff team. So if I'm Chris Young, I'm looking more at the seller route. But same time, you're waiting until about August 1st.
Well, that's it, right? They've got basically 5 weeks to look at it, see how the ship rates. I mean, you take out the All-Star break or whatever and that, but still, they get Scherzer through the rotation a few times. You know, Josh Smith looks like a good utility guy for him. He's doing well. He's got to keep hitting, obviously, or whatever and that, but you get Josh Jung back, you get him. They got good pieces. They're still a good team. They're not a great team. They're not a World Series team, but they're a good team. But like you said, wait and see. So let's go across the ledger over to the Milwaukee Brewers. Today we got Cheerio hitting it inside the park against the Texas Rangers. They're still tied 5-5. Top of the or middle of the ninth right now. And what do you see with Milwaukee? They're still an interesting team. Are they a wait and see? Are they a team that can make a move for any of those upper echelon pitchers that we're talking about? To me, I don't think they can, but maybe it is that Cal Quantrill. Maybe it is that Eric Feedy. I don't know. But what are you seeing with Milwaukee?
I mean, Milwaukee's a good team. Let's be honest. They're a good team. They just traded for Dallas Keuchel there the other day. I saw that one. I'm a little bit confused about that. I don't know what Keuchel's role is going to be. But overall, yeah, like, I mean, the Brewers, they're offensively talented. No two ways about it. Still got some good young guys that were either just called up last year or still down in the system. Their system's not necessarily loaded, but it's definitely in a good enough spot where they could literally make a fantastic move, albeit I don't know at what position. You don't need to upgrade catcher. First base, you're basically solidified with Rhys Hoskins. Corner outfield, you got Yelich still. Obviously, Churio is playing either left or center field. Right or center field. Like Sal Frelick, all those young bucks there, Willie Adames at shortstop, right? So, like, if I'm them, I'm probably looking at Bryce Turang, as well, in the middle. Like, yep. Like it's just a loaded young team, right? So I don't think they need to necessarily absolutely 100% be buyers, but if they're smart, then they're going out there and they're going to be a buyer and they're going to pick up one of these Tarik Skubal type pitchers. I don't know how many are available, but I get that that's contradictory to the fact that they traded Corbin Burns in the offseason, but Joey Ortiz and the other pieces that they got back from Baltimore have looked pretty dang good for them. So that's kind of my point. I'm going out there. I'm looking at acquiring another bullpen guy. Devin Williams will be back soon too. We didn't even say about that. But yeah, I'm going out there acquiring a bullpen and acquiring a starting pitcher.
Tarik Skubal, you think they can pull that?
Oh, absolutely. Good young team, man. They got enough pieces that a lot of teams around baseball would be interested in. Like a lot of guys that are first, second year players.
Yeah, there's no question about it or whatever. And I think they got depth in their position players and stuff like that, like you said as well. So, I mean, they got the piece. I just don't know. I don't know if they're that team to do it. They need to. At some point, they need to do it because they're not too far from being able to go to an NL championship series for sure. They got energy. You got Yelich back hitting over 300 and stuff like that, just playing solid baseball. He's got to be loving life or whatever now with the kids around him. Adama's doing what he does. He's not going to have an average, but he's going to hit bombs. He's going to play great defense for you. Yeah, that's interesting. That's really interesting. So you talked about the Angels, Tyler Anderson there earlier or whatever, and that Manasian. He's in year four of that deal. I think with what we're talking about and what we're seeing this year, I think Tyler Anderson's on a great contract. And I think, you know, you've got to put him out there because they just don't have pieces around there. They just need a whole bunch of pieces to go and stuff like that. We've said it all along. And again, I don't think you fool around, but what are your thoughts with Manasian? What do you think he's allowed to do with Artie Moreno? You think, you know, where do you think the Angels are really at?
Nobody knows where the Angels are at. Yeah, literally nobody knows what the Angels are ever doing. Like, year after year, you're thinking, okay, this is finally going to be the year that they trade Mike Trout. And I don't even know if teams have any sort of interest in Mike Trout. Teams absolutely should have interest in Mike Trout, but at the same time, why would I take the risk of absorbing that contract knowing that he's only going to play, let's say, 80 games maybe. And during those 80 games, he's going to be fantastic for you. But, like, there's got to be something worked in there. And even that, right? Because you need Trout's approval on any trade that would happen because he's got 10-5 rights, so he can block any trade automatically. Yep. He already has the no-trade clause in his contract. So, I mean, but he's what? He's got another 6 years, I think, at like 200 plus million. I'm not 100% sure what his contract is, right? So, I mean, but the Angels, it's like year after year, they try and become buyers, but they're only half in it as a buyer, like in free agency and everything like that. And last year, I mean, obviously at the trade deadline, they went all in and every single one of those moves backfired. They were wavering 3/4 of the guys before the end of August. Like they don't have a farm system. I'm just looking at it from an outsider's perspective. Like, I don't know what the Angels are doing. If someone knows what the Angels are doing, it's certainly not Perry Manasian because he's been stuck in fourth place for my entire life outside of randomly winning a World Series back in, what, 2003? Like, I mean, I'm looking at it like, who could tell me what the Angels do? I don't even think Angels fans can tell you what they do. They got a nice field. I'll say that.
Yeah, they're just lost right now. It's tough. It's a tough go. So let's get on to a better topic. Fans want to know. NL MVP race. Mr. Ohtani, Mr. Harper. Does that stay for the whole season? Or does somebody else break into that mold? I don't. The AL is totally different to me, or whatever. And that there's a few people there, or whatever.
Oh, there's one person now.
Yeah.
The American League gave Aaron Judge a month off, and then Aaron Judge decided, hey, you know what? 62 a couple years ago was pretty cool. I'm gonna hit 63 this year. He's at 29. Like you look at his stats this year compared to his 2022 season. Their same home runs, the same amount of games. Like, and everything else across the board is better. Aaron Judge,
yeah,
to me,
grand slam last night for number 29.
Well, that was it. Like, I thought, and I was gung ho on Bobby Witt. And then Gunnar Henderson's at what, 25?
Yeah, yeah. Like, he's still fighting.
No, both of those guys have good, they have good cases, but they have good case for number two. Right now, it's Aaron Judge, no doubt in my mind. And
okay,
I was gung-ho on Bobby Witt for 2 months, and then Aaron Judge just did what he does, and that's that. Now, last month, I said Mookie Betts was running away with the NL MVP. And then, obviously, he gets injured, and his numbers kind of fell off the map a little bit throughout this month. NL's a different one. Shohei Ohtani, I still can't give you MVP. Is he probably going to have his best offensive season? Sure. Is he a pitcher, though, this year? No, just a DH. I can't give a DH the MVP unless his name is Barry Bonds. And I'm talking 73 home run, 1,400 OPS Barry Bonds. That's my opinion on it. Bryce Harper, I get that he's a first baseman now. He's not at a premium position. His numbers are still just as good, though. Like, Bryce is being Bryce. He's carrying the Phillies when he's in there. I mean, to me, it's Bryce Harper right now is the NL MVP. You could flip a coin, though, any way you want. Like, there's guys all across the National League where they're having good years. Right now, there's not a runaway case of MVP.
For me, I do disagree with that. And I really do think it's Bryce Harper. And the reason being is because, for me, looking what Bryce has, that team is his team. Yes, Dave Dombrowski, as we've talked about many times, has brought in Philadelphia-like players. So they fit the mold of Philadelphia. But the first one was Bryce Harper. And he has them going. And like you said, he still is playing in a position. Shohei has gone up to the one hole. He has filled in, what has he got, like 5-6 home runs in the last week. And he set a record for the Dodgers, I think, for most consecutive games with an RBI with 9 just this week. And he is doing phenomenal offensive things. There's no question. But for me, as much as I love Shohei, and I mean, he's on my fantasy team and he always will be. I had Bryce Harper. I traded him to you, Nolan. We made a good trade at that time. I got Goldie in the MVP year or whatever. We knew it would work out both ways. But to me right now, Bryce Harper is that guy. He just, what he's doing collectively for that team, that city, that club. And I think if they win the National League, I think it won't be unanimous, but to me, it could be unanimous. It's as simple as that.
If
just
they win,
what he has done.
Yeah, if they win the National League, yeah. Yeah, then I think it's unanimous that he wins it. But I'm just saying,
I'm
right now,
he's
not
a regular season.
Oh, no, no, no. I know what you're saying. Yeah, because obviously they don't do playoff votes. But I'm just saying, though, you're absolutely right on that one. I think it's Harper's to lose, personally. But I think it's still too close to say anything other than it's a flip of a coin. In the National League.
Sure, I get that. I get that on the surface or whatever and that, but that's it. I think when we dig a little bit deeper, you've got Freddie Freeman. I mean, obviously, look at Alec Boehm this year. Brandon Marsh just got him a win there, today or last night or whatever it is. They're getting Kyle Schwarber doing Kyle Schwarber or whatever and that, but I think overall, for me right now, man, Bryce is just doing, as you always say, complete MVP things defensively, offensively, talking to pitchers when we need to, talking to the club, getting them all pulling on the rope together. So, you know what, Dirtbags, can't thank you enough for your curtain call questions. Please continue to send them in to us on Instagram and Facebook at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. We're going to be right back here in a second with Nolan's final thought.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Time for Nolan's final thought.
Yeah, so my final thought this week is how stupid some of these minor league prospects are. Jay's top prospect, Aroldis Martinez, ranked 68th in the MLB. Basically, Bo Bichette lands on the IL there earlier this week, where Elvis gets called up, and he gets a hit in his first game. Congratulations, claps, give the ball back. Yeah, next day, suspended 80 games. PEDs. Says that he was trying to, now I'm not going to sit here and try and argue this story one way or the other. Said he's trying to have a kid with his wife, so he decided to take fertility medicine. I don't understand that at all. The only reason you would take fertility is if you were on performance-enhancing drugs and trying to raise your testosterone in the first place. I'm no scientist, so I might be factually incorrect on that one. But at the same time, that just seems like an absolutely idiotic move by Aroldis Martinez and another reason why the Blue Jays have failed as an organization this year.
Well, quite the final thought. Yeah, that amazes us every time somebody gets caught for PEDs or whatever it is they get caught for, substance abuse, but the league's not going to change, right? MLB's got it mandated now, and they're obviously, you see it regularly. As hard as it is to believe, you see it regularly, and you get caught every time. So, hey, serve that 80 games and pay the piper. Pay the piper, man. It stinks, but that's the reality, and it's ironic that you said that, Nolan, in the closing, because, again, be a dirtbag. Being a dirtbag is holding yourself accountable, responsible, committed, providing effort to yourself, your teammate, your family, your club, your friends, whoever it is. We all make mistakes. I get that. But, man, you know your mistakes at that level. No ifs, ands, or buts. If you can't inquire and make sure there's not something illegal, potentially illegal, in the medicine or medication that you're taking, That's on you. At the end of the day, that's on you. So you got to be better. So Dirtbergs, that's reality. We can't thank you enough for listening. Can't thank you enough for being a part of the nation, part of the show. Please have a dirty week wherever you are out there listening. Get up, get after it, get dirty. That's what it's all about. Don't leave it in the dugout. Don't leave it on the bench. Leave it on the field. Leave it in your day-to-day life. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbag. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.